Okay, everyone. I see Bill running up the field. He's running fast towards the goal. His shirt is waving in the wind. He looks hot. He looks sweaty. It looks like all his muscles are working hard as he runs towards the goal. And goal!
Yeah, I am the best soccer star in the whole world. Thank you, everyone. That's right. I want to hear it. Can I hear it, Siobhan?
Bill, well, Bill, you are definitely the best soccer player in this studio right now.
Oh, well, there's only two of us, so I'll take what I can get. I know I am the best.
Okay. Well, Bill and I are sitting here and we're talking about one of the games that people play all over the whole world. It's called soccer, and it's the end of our 3-day article. We've traveled back in time. We've seen how soccer has begun. And now we're going to see what soccer's like today.
That's right. We're going to learn about some of the famous names in soccer. We'll talk about the famous players and who they are and why they're known, why they are so good at soccer.
It's definitely very cool. We're going to talk about some big names in soccer. So, listeners, hopefully you are as excited as I am. Open up your magazines to June 21st. It's our sports unit, and the name of the article is Soccer, the Global Game. Across the globe, modern soccer stars are almost regarded as gods. The first truly global superstar was Brazil's Pelé. He burst onto the world stage at the age of 17 in 1958, when he made his country's World Cup squad. His 6 goals in the tournament helped Brazil take the title. In his career, his acrobatic bicycle kicks would net him over 1,000 goals. Wow, Pelé is just one of those names that I will always think of when I think of soccer. I know that Brazilian soccer players specifically love Pelé, and they're well known all over the world for being really good at soccer.
You know, when I was a little kid, maybe about 10 years old or 9 years old, well, I really liked soccer, and I played it at my school. And my mom bought me this book, and on the front was a big picture of Pelé, and it said, Pelé Teaches Soccer. It was my favorite book when I was that age.
Wow, so he made a difference in your life. But did you regard him as a god?
Well, I didn't regard him as a god, but I certainly did think he was really cool. When you regard someone as something, it means you look at them as if they are that thing. So, if you regard Pelé or any modern soccer star as a god, it's like saying you think or you look at them like they are gods.
Okay, so maybe you didn't think he was a god, but you definitely can agree that he was a global superstar. He was one of those people that is known all over the world for being really amazing or truly amazing at soccer.
That's right, and he burst onto the world stage at the age of 17. I like that phrasing. Burst onto the world stage. It's like the world is a place where actors are doing a play, and Pelé comes jumping out really quick and says, here I am. He's burst onto the stage.
Yeah, when I think of the word burst, I think of blowing up a balloon. So making a balloon really big, and then maybe taking a pencil and popping it. Well, when you pop it, you say the balloon bursts. So pieces fly everywhere. If you can sort of think about a person doing this and bursting all over the world, it's like, well, pieces of that person going all over the world.
Wait, so you mean the person explodes like a balloon?
No, Bill, that would be really messy. What I mean is like the idea of a person goes all over the world. He really helped bring soccer and, of course, Brazil into the world stage. And he was only 17.
Right, and he made his country's World Cup squad. So he's 17, and he's on this team that will play in the World Cup, the international game that we talked about before. He made 6 goals in that tournament. Hey, instead of the international game, I could have said the international tournament, meaning the World Cup, right?
Right. A tournament is where a bunch of teams get together and they play each other, and they probably play each other lots of different times throughout the tournament, and one person wins and takes the title.
So a tournament is like a big organized game between many different people, and it's all to see who's the best.
Yeah, what you want to do is win. You want to take the title of being the best soccer team in the tournament. But back to Pele, we're learning about his acrobatic bicycle kicks. Wow, this is one of those things that if you've watched a soccer game and seen this, you definitely remember what I'm talking about. It's like you jump up in the air and you kick the ball over your head, but from behind. So it looks really strange, but your feet are making that sort of movement like you're on a bicycle. Pele was really good at this, and it helped him get over 1,000 goals.
Right, when you net something, it means that you catch it or you get it. It's a couple different words that we're talking about here, or a couple different ways of using the word. I mean, you can net some fish if you're using a net to catch the fish. In soccer, of course, the goal has a net to stop the ball. So, if Pele is netting over 1,000 goals, well, look at all the connections there to catching something, to making 1,000 goals, and to hitting the ball into the net.
Wow, that was pretty cool. We spent that whole first part of today's article talking about Pele. Let's hear some Chinese explanations now and see which other players we're going to learn about.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 谈了那么多足球，今天我们要谈谈足球明星。第一句话就告诉我们，足球明星呢，被视之为神。Across the globe 呢，是说明在全世界各地 ,modern soccer stars are almost regarded as gods. 这里是被动语态，被视之为神，因为大家都非常的崇拜他们。举一个例子 ,the first truly global superstar was Brazil's Pelé.巴西的比利呢非常有名，刚才 Bill 还透露了一下，他小孩子的时候呢踢足球，大概在9岁10岁的时候，有一次妈妈买了一本书给他，这本书的书名呢就叫做 Pele Teaches Soccer。 他是怎么样发迹的呢？ He burst onto the world stage。 Burst 当动词来用，好像是气球充满了气，爆炸爆开了。 Burst onto the stage 呢是说明他突然出现在整个世界的舞台上，当时呢，他只有17岁，而为什么他会出现在世界的舞台上呢？ When he made his country's World Cup squad， 因为那个时候呢，他当选成为他们国家的世界杯代表选手，因为他杰出的表现 ，his 6 goals in the tournament， 这个 tournament 呢，就指的是当时的世足比赛 ，goals 呢，这里指的是他踢进了球，总共踢进了6球，所以这踢进的6球得到6分呢 ，help Brazil take the title， 帮助巴西赢得了世界杯的冠军。所以在他的整个生涯当中呢 ，his acrobatic bicycle kicks would net him over 1,000 goals。net 呢在这里是当动词来用，我们知道 net 当名词来用呢指的是网，当动词来用就是用网来网东西，比方说 net fish 用网来捕鱼，可是这里的 net 的意思呢是获得得到，比方说那笔交易让他净赚了100万元， the deal netted him $1 million。 这里在形容比利那种特技式的 bicycle kicks 呢，替他获得了超过1000分。
Before we find out which other players are really successful, Bill and I are going to take a short break just to practice our bicycle kicks.
Okay, Siobhan, I've been practicing my bicycle kick. Are you ready? I'll show it to you.
Let's see it, Bill.
Okay, here it is. First, I throw the ball up in the air, and then I jump and... Ow!
Oh, my gosh, it looks so painful.
Oh, that's not how it's supposed to work. I didn't do the bicycle kick like Pele.
Okay, Bill, why don't you sit there and relax and read the second paragraph.
These days, the buzz is about two star players. One is Ronaldo, probably Brazil's greatest soccer player since Pele. He is known for his amazing diagonal runs. The other player is Great Britain's David Beckham, whose powerful right foot kick is legendary.
Ronaldo. Well, I know that Ronaldo is from Brazil, and so what they do there is they roll their R's, and it's amazing. When you watch a soccer game in Spanish, the person who's doing the broadcasting, which is basically the job that Bill and I are doing, but when you watch someone watching a game in Spanish, they get so excited, and they roll their R's like crazy, and they create quite a buzz around the game, especially when they score and they get to yell the thing I've been yelling for 3 days, goal!
That's right. When you say the buzz is about someone or something, you're talking about what's in the news, what is popular that people are talking about. That word buzz is actually talking about a sound, kind of like a bee.
Bzzz.
And yeah, there you go. It's bzzz. And it's one of those great words that actually looks like it sounds. Look at that word with two Z's. Buzz.
So you can sort of imagine a lot of people talking, and you can't really understand what they're saying, or you can't really hear them, so it just sounds like buzz, 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 buzz.
Right, but you know they're talking about somebody. And here, the buzz is about these two star players. One is Ronaldo, and the other is David Beckham.
Yes, and they're both known for different things. So, when I think of Ronaldo, I think of his amazing diagonal runs. And when I think of David Beckham, I think sexy.
You do? I don't know if that's what he's known for. I mean, many people do know Beckham because they say he's very good looking on camera and in the news. But you know, he's also famous for some of his soccer skills.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that he played soccer.
Well, he does. We'll get to Beckham in a moment. First, though, let's look at Ronaldo.
Well, it says here that he's known for his amazing diagonal runs.
Right, so you can imagine this on a soccer field. The field looks like a rectangle, right? So it has four sides. Two of the sides are longer. If you run diagonally or on a diagonal, it means you don't go down the field or across the field alone. You go down the field, down the long side, and at the same time, you're running across. So you make this line that is like the really long part of a triangle.
Okay, I think I see. But now we have here this other player, David Beckham, and I was just kidding. Of course I know that he plays soccer because his right foot kick is legendary. People just know it and fear it.
Right, so everyone knows who David Beckham is, especially because of his legendary right foot kick that's so strong, it's like this story about his leg will stay around forever.
Wow, so his right foot becomes a legend. Okay, well, hopefully you can get to know Ronaldo and David Beckham a little bit better with some Chinese explanations.
比利已经退休了，现在有两位当红的足球明星。 These days, the buzz is about two star players. Buzz 呢本来指的是蜜蜂的嗡嗡叫声，在这里形容呢这件事情很多人在谈论，大家在谈论的声音。这两位足球明星，我们分别用 one 跟 the other 来介绍。其中之一呢 ，one is Ronaldo。 Ronaldo 后面这个片语进一步的在说明 Ronaldo 呢，他很可能是 Brazil's greatest soccer player since Pelé， 也许是比利之后呢巴西最棒的足球员了。他以什么著名呢？ He's known for his amazing diagonal runs。 足球场呢是 rectangle， 也就是四方形的。 rectangle 的拼法是 rectangle，rectangle， 如果你要成对角线的跑法的话呢，跑的角度是45度。那么另外我们要介绍的呢就是贝克汉了，大家都认识他。 The other player is David Beckham， 后面呢有一个非限定子句补充说明贝克汉呢 whose powerful right foot kick is legendary， 用 legendary 来形容他的 right foot kick 呢，是表示他这种踢法会被人们流传下去。
Okay, let's jump into the third paragraph. In the stands of a soccer match, many people will paint their faces in the colors of their team. Waves of fans will chant, scream, and perform all kinds of antics to show their support. Soccer brings together people who love the game and adore the players. But don't take our word for it. The best way to truly enjoy soccer is to head outside and enjoy it for yourself. Okay, so now Bill and I are actually sitting at a soccer game. We're in the stands, so we're in the place where everybody is sitting down to watch the game. Hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't they call it the sits instead of the stands?
Oh, that's a good point there, but I think they call it the stands because these seats, well, they stand up and they're very high so that everybody can look downover everyone's heads to see the soccer match. Now that word match is another way to say game. You can use it when you're talking about soccer. And hey, we haven't even mentioned the other name for soccer.
Football. That's what they call it all over the world, except in North America, so Canada and the US.
That's right. Usually it's called football, and that's where one of the F's in FIFA comes from.But since we're talking about a North American-style English story about soccer, well, we're calling it soccer. Now, in the stands, many people paint their faces in the colors of their team.
I think this is really common. I know that in Canada, when I go to a hockey game, I always paint my face red for the color of the Montreal Canadiens. Then you sit in the stand and waves of fans will chant...Scream! And perform all kinds of antics to show their support.
When you scream, you do just what Siobhan said. You just shout really loud. Your voice is really, really loud.
Like this, Bill?
Well, yeah, but sometimes if you scream, you don't have to say a word. You can scream a word, or you can just scream. Well, yeah, that's kind of a scream, but it's also like, yeah! Whoa!
Yeah, so you're really excited. We have that word chant, which we had in day one, so we have all the people who are watching the game, so the fans who love the game are chanting, screaming, and performing antics, so they're doing things that some people might think are crazy and silly,But they're just showing their support for their game. They're showing how much they love the game and their team.
Right. I like that word antics. It just means silly behaviors, silly things you do just to have fun and to show you're having fun. Now, all these people chanting, screaming, performing antics, painting their faces, well, it sounds like all these people are being brought together by soccer.Soccer brings them together, people who love the game and adore the players.
Wow, if you adore something, it just means that you love it so much. Often we talk about something you adore, so I could say, oh, I just adore the new scooter that I bought. Or I can say, I just adore my boyfriend, he's so kind and sweet.
Right, but don't take our word for it. Soccer is a game that you can learn to enjoy yourself by playing it.
So wait a minute, don't take your word for it. Does that mean I shouldn't listen to you?
No, no, it means you can listen to what I say and believe me, but it's even better if you find out for yourself. Create your own word, your own understanding, and you'll really know what I'm talking about.
Well, now we're going to end the article with saying, go outside, head outside, and enjoy soccer all by yourself. Don't sit at home and listen to Bill and I talking about 3 days of it. Just kidding. Stay at home and listen to us talking about 3 days worth of soccer. But if you have some free time, go out and play it. I know that Bill and I definitely will. Okay, it's time now for some Chinese explanations.
最后一段我们要描述世足赛大家会看到的场景。In the stands of a soccer match, many people will paint their faces in the colors of their team. 就像刚才 Siobhan 提到的，他在加拿大去看曲棍球，也就是 hockey 的时候呢，他会在他的脸上涂上他所支持的队伍的颜色。那么在足球的看台上呢，很多人也会paint their faces in the colors of their team. 同样的道理，把脸上涂上他们支持队伍的颜色。不止如此， waves of fans will chant, scream, and perform all kinds of antics. Antics 呢，就指的是 silly behavior. 足球迷他们会表现出各式各样滑稽的行为。后面的不定词表示他们的目的， to show their support.以表达他们对自己队伍的支持。足球还会把人聚集在一起，什么样的人呢？下面 who 所引导的这个句子说明这种人是 who love the game and adore the players， 不仅喜爱足球，他们同时呢也非常仰慕这些足球选手。 But don't take our word for it. Take one's word for it 是表示呢听信某人的话。在这里作者是告诉我们，我们不要全信他的，光听是不够的。 The best way to truly enjoy soccer is to head outside and enjoy it for yourself. 这句话的主动词呢是 is。is 呢主要是搭配主词 the best way 最佳的方式，那后面的不定词片语修饰真正享受足球的最佳方式是什么呢？就是 be 动词后面的这个不定词片语 to head outside and enjoy it for yourself， 一定要自己去亲身体验才能够真正享受足球的乐趣。
Time now for a short break, but when we come back, Bill and I are going to talk a little bit more about soccer and a little bit more about this beautiful global game.
Welcome back to English for You. This is Bill. Siobhan and I are here talking about soccer. We just finished our 3-day article on this game. Today, we learned about some famous soccer players. We learned about Pele and how his bicycle kick netted him over 1,000 goals. We also learned about today's star players, Ronaldo from Brazil and David Beckham, that handsome soccer player with the legendary right foot. We finished our story today by just talking about how soccer brings people together, people who really love the game and the players, and we said, hey, don't just listen to us, try the game for yourself.
Definitely. Well, let's try reading today's article again. Across the globe, modern soccer stars are almost regarded as gods. The first truly global superstar was Brazil's Pelé. He burst onto the world stage at the age of 17 in 1958, when he made his country's World Cup squad. His 6 goals in the tournament helped Brazil take the title. In his career, his acrobatic bicycle kicks would net him over 1,000 goals.
These days, the buzz is about 2 star players. One is Ronaldo, probably Brazil's greatest soccer player since Pelé. He is known for his amazing diagonal runs. The other player is Great Britain's David Beckham, whose powerful right foot kick is legendary.
In the stands of a soccer match, many people will paint their faces in the colors of their team. Waves of fans will chant, scream, and perform all kinds of antics to show their support. Soccer brings together people who love the game and adore the players. But don't take our word for it. The best way to truly enjoy soccer is to head outside and enjoy it for yourself. All right, listeners, now it's time for today's vocabulary.
Burst. The lead actor burst onto the screen within the first few seconds of the movie.
Tournament. My school had a tournament to see who the best math student was.
Scream. The children screamed with joy when they went to the amusement park.
Adore. The pop star Jolin is adored by her fans in Taiwan. Well, we certainly do love her here. Okay, listeners, now it's time for today's sentence for you, and it's take one's word for it. Don't take my word for it. This expression is really popular.
If you take one's word for it, it means that you think what they say is something you can believe, even though you didn't find out for yourself. So, if you don't take one's word for it, it means you have to learn that by yourself.
Hey, Bill, are you sure this is the right way to go to the theater?
Just take my word for it, okay? I've been there before.
Okay, Bill, no need to get angry. I believe you. We'll follow you to the theater and hopefully see a great film. Okay, listeners, it's been really fun over the past 3 days. We've been talking about the history of soccer. We felt like we were at a game, cheering wildly. It's been a really great time. Hopefully, you'll join Bill and I again on English for You. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Bill.
Go!